Checking in with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo for an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting. Hey, Nikki.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good. Thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. I know it's been a little while since the board met, so you had quite a number of items on the agenda.
Yes. So we'll get right to it. We called the License Board meeting on November 10th at 4 p.m. and it was a full board. Chief Jackson was not there, and Deputy Chief Bayless sat in for him. And so we will go right to agenda item number one, here regarding a change of ownership to the Stop and Shop fuel facility at 450 Southern Artery from Borderline Properties Quincy LLC to the City of Quincy. No change in operation with respect to the existing gasoline managers and self-serve license. Joe Shea of Granite City Partners was there speaking on behalf of the city. I got notified by Councilor McCarthy, and he was in favor of the change of owner. That Larry Lavassiere, who is in charge of the DPW gas, will also be the new manager there for the City of Quincy. And that went through with a 5-0 vote.
Okay. And of course, the ultimate plan is to take that property for the new police station.
It is, yes. Yeah. So operations will stay the same until the end of the year. And then, yes, it will be used for the new police, maybe headquarters, maybe more.
Right. Yeah. The mayor's talking about a park there possibly as well. So how about that? The city is now in the gasoline business.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Will they be able to gas up the city vehicles there too?
I'm not sure about that, but I think you can still use your points through the end of the year.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Okay. Excellent.
Agenda item number two is here regarding the request of sushi time for a common victual license for the premise located at 9 through 15 Vernon Street. Existing catering business is there now. The gentleman would like to expand to include retail adjacent to the adjacent building. Proposed manager Dwayne Law, and proposed hours of operation 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. 7 days a week, mostly pickup and delivery. Dwayne was there and spoke on behalf of himself and Sushi Times, and just saying that, you know, not many people are catering these days. So he wanted to expand a retail establishment there. So that went through 5-0. And next was agenda item number three, here regarding the request of Coffee Break Cafe for a common victual license for the premise located at 479 Washington Street. Proposed manager, Donald Orman. Jen Orman was there on the video chat as well. Proposed hours of operation, 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m., 7 days a week. I think that if you're a Quincy resident, you know the Ormans. You've been to a Coffee Break Cafe. They do a great job. They've been in business for over 25 years. I did hear from Councilor Kroll. He was in favor of the Coffee Break Cafe in Ward 2. And it's in with the Verizon and the Jersey Mike's little strip mall there, where the Tom O'Brien used to be. So excited for them. Good luck. And that went through 5-0.
Excellent. That's a boon for the people in the point, for sure.
Yes, for sure. Agenda item number four was here regarding the request of Uma Kadal LLC, doing business as Subway, for a common victual license at the premise located at 301 Falls Boulevard. To request, due to new ownership at the Subway franchise at Walmart. No other operational changes are planned. Uma has plenty of experience with Subway. He is a franchise owner of others, and is just going to work to make it a better subway there for the residents around the area and the employees there at Walmart. And that is 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And Ashai Soni was there to speak on behalf of that.
Very good.
That went through 5-0.
Okay.
Excuse me. Hearing agenda item number 5, request regarding Sea Glass Motors for a Motor 2 license for the premise located at 500 Victory Road. Request is for 5 vehicles, and the proposed manager is Kevin Capanian. Also in attendance was Walter Hannon. I did hear from Councilor Harris. He had not received any emails in opposition of that there at 500 Victory Road. Basically, there will not be a car lot there. It's 5 vehicles. It's by appointment only. It's a discreet sign. It's just a very low-key, just car sales.
Okay. This is kind of that behind that big brick building there where the cafeteria is?
Yeah, the sportsplex there. Yep. Yeah, it's in there. So they're not having any sports there at this time. So it may be, you know, a good fit for the area.
Okay.
That went through 5-0. Excuse me. Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of Finest Auto LLC for a Motor 2 license at the premise located at 519 Quincy Ave, formerly N&S Auto. Request for 44 vehicles. That is in line with the ordinance for the city of Quincy. That will be 8-8, 7 days a week. Alvin Kazul was there, and he will be the new owner and has experience. So that went through 5-0.
Do you know whereabouts on Quincy Ave that is, Nikki?
I looked it up.
Because you knew I would ask.
I did look it up, and now it's total blank.
Oh, all right.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
There was an existing one there that that closed in 2019.
Okay.
And the area became available. This gentleman wants to do he wants to do some online sales. And so he needed a spot, so that was a good fit for him.
Okay, it must be a substantial area. That's 44 vehicles.
Yeah. Next was agenda item number 7, which was Popeyes, which was continued until December 8th due to the request of Council McCarthy. He's been working with the management there and wants it to go a little bit longer to make a complete evaluation.
Okay.
So that was continued. And next on the agenda was number 8, hearing to review ongoing violations of the state's phased reopening plan, COVID-19 violations to the Crack Pub at 536 Washington Street. Stephen Kelly, operator and owner, was there to speak on his behalf. These violations have been coming in since July. And so, you know, we did send him a letter at the end of July saying that, you know, because of COVID, we weren't meeting, but we would, you know, get together at a later date to discuss the goings on there at the Crack Pub. The violations continued to come in. Lieutenant Tarowski was there and spoke. That he's been there numerous times, spoke to Mr. Kelly himself. The bar was open when no bars were supposed to be open, things like that. And so, and Commissioner Jones spoke about health code violations that have been numerous, tickets that have been given out on several occasions, and an ABCC violation warning that came from an in-person visit from the ABCC. So we had Mr. Kelly in to talk to him about the violations. There was some good conversation back and forth about these violations and the safety that must be taken due to COVID-19. And so the Commissioner Jones expressed that she thought that a suspension of 3 days would be appropriate considering all the infractions against Mr. Kelly. We did do a roll call vote on that. The motion was made, seconded by Chief Keenan. We did take a roll call vote and all voted in favor to suspend Mr. Kelly for 3 days. That will be taking place December 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Mr. Kelly does have a 5-day appeal period from the day of notice of the letter, and he shall get the letter today. And, you know, we'll go from there. Under 138 Mass General Law, he is, you know, definitely able to appeal. And if he wishes to do that, then he may.
Okay. And if he does appeal, does that kind of put the suspension, 3-day suspension, on hold until that appeal is determined?
Yes, it will.
Okay. Do you know, Nikki, is this the first time that the board has had to act like this because of COVID-19 in the city?
Yes, it is. Yeah. And you know, it wasn't an easy decision. Obviously, you know, we know that that everybody is trying and struggling, and so it wasn't an easy vote for us to take, but we felt it necessary that we weren't getting our point across with the safety concerns that the health department had, and that's first and foremost. And I think that, you know, around the city, everybody is doing what they can to keep people healthy, and it needs to be from everybody.
Well, it sounds like that if the city didn't act, it sounds like the state was ready to step in regarding.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, very good.
So that concluded the agenda. And our next hearing will be on November 24th.
Okay. And as you mentioned, you're still meeting remotely.
We are, at least until the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, we'll see what happens after that. Same thing with our council meetings to date. I know that I spoke with President Liang, and we're still going to meet remotely.
Right, yeah. Have restaurants indicated or looked for assistance to have, you know, outdoor seating during the colder months, enclosed areas, heaters, those kinds of things?
They definitely have. They're all working with the health department. They may have to, you know, work to adjust their temporary permit, which they can certainly do on the city's website. Very simple, easy process. And yes, I know there's some igloos going up and around the city, and lots of heaters and some sides on tents and things like that.
Yeah, and I know the state has some grants available too that the folks should take advantage of. And there's a link through the city website to the state application process, so they should certainly do that.
Certainly.
Do you have a minute to talk about the election?
Sure. Yeah, sure. Of course.
Of course. Never over till it's over, right?
That's right. Who knows when this one's going to be over?
Well, that's true, yeah. But here in Quincy, at least, I was just curious as to, I know that the deadline for the mail-in ballots that were postmarked by Election Day, November 3rd, was Friday, November 6th. Though I was just wondering if there was any significant change, you know, after the 6th.
No, there really wasn't. We had 289 ballots that were on time. That was from Election Day up until Friday the 6th at 5 p.m. Some were in the drop box and some came via mail.
Okay.
So we counted those last Monday, and we're now, you know, certifying with the state at this time. That has to be all said and done by next Wednesday, the 18th.
Okay.
So very proud of the residents of Quincy. You know, they all took advantage of one way or another to get their vote in. We had 67,787 registered voters in our city, which is the most ever, and 45,870 people came out to vote on Election Day, which wow. gave us almost a 72% turnout.
Okay, so mail-in was about 20,000 then, something like that?
Oh, 23,000. We had 7,000 come in person, and the rest took advantage of the precincts being open on Election Day.
On Election Day, wow. So
yeah, it should be interesting going forward to see if this is something that's going to stay an option for people. I was asked to be on a committee with the Secretary of State's office in Elections Division to look at all of this and come back with some highs and lows, good points, bad points of this year. And so I'm eager to get together with them and talk about what I think can be done better, and we can all put our minds together and come up with some permanent changes.
Yeah, I know Quincy really has been held up as kind of a model, you know, as to how to do this correctly, which must much make you feel pretty proud, actually.
It does. It certainly does. You know, kudos to the poll workers, the women that and men that helped during early voting, and to all the staff in Quincy that helped the administration, the mayor, who, you know, just gave us the resources to pull this off. And it's pretty gratifying at the end.
I bet. Yeah, I know the school department helped out by offering up the Marshall School. So that was a big help.
They did.
Yeah,
they did. The librarians helped to be poll workers. And we had some teachers as poll workers. I can't tell you the departments throughout the city that helped their employees. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of work, but again, you're right. We couldn't be prouder.
Yeah. Curious, the mail-in ballots for the November 3rd election, were the applications for those sent out first, or did people who voted by mail in the primary automatically get a mail-in ballot for the general election?
So early August, late July, the first mailing went out from the Secretary of State. That had an option for the September election, just the November election, or both elections this year. So that's how that transpired. And then if you didn't choose to get a November ballot, you did get another mailing to ask if you wanted it. So I think the options were there, and it turned out to be a great success across our state.
Yeah, record turnouts, you know, across the states. So I think it's probably something that's going to stick around for a while.
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Very good. Thanks so much, Nikki. So good to talk
to you. Okay. Take care, Joe.
All right, you too now. Be well.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.